All right, let's go to the phones. And my friend, Hall of Famer Jack Ham, who is getting ready to call the Penn State-Ohio State game in Columbus. Jack, how are you today?
Well, I could be better, Bob. You know, obviously, everything that's happened here in the last couple of weeks is it's taken a toll on everybody. Obviously, the alleged victims and all the way down the line. So it's been a tough couple of weeks here.
No question about that, and I'm sure it's going to get tougher as it goes. Let me just take you back. You were there, and I'm not sure if Jerry Sandusky was the man who recruited you. I'm just shocked to hear this when it first came out. I don't know Jerry very well. Obviously, you do. Were you surprised? What was your reaction when you heard this?
Well, first of all, Bob, he was my linebacker coach my senior year. He was a grad assistant, and in my senior year, he was my linebacker coach. And then, after that, obviously, for a long career at Penn State. But, shocked, no question about it. I knew Jerry through the second mile program that he started, and I did some fun, golf tournaments and a lot of the charity things that go along with that. But, there's no question you got to be shocked at this situation and what occurred, and I guess you never know.
Did you have any concerns with the way the things were handled with Joe Paterno and, for that matter, the entire administration of Penn State? Did they do the right thing?
I think the Board of Trustees took action, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to let this legal process unfold. I mean, a lot of people here want a quick rush of judgment on all of these issues here right now. I just want this whole legal process to go through, and whoever is guilty, if people saw this and did nothing about it, they've got to be held accountable. There's no question about that. So, I think right now in the patient situation here, and this investigation is a long way from being over, so I'll just wait till everything is out in the open.
Hall of Famer Jack Ham, my guest here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Jack, I want to ask you about moving forward. There's been a lot of give and take back and forth with people who think that Penn State should not partake in a bowl game, and hypothetically, if they get to the Rose Bowl came out yesterday and said they have no problem with it. How do you stand on that? Because I'm one of those people who don't believe kids should be thrown into this if they had nothing to do with it. This is their season. They've worked hard for it. But what's your take on a bowl situation?
Well, I agree, Bob, with you. I think the fact, number one, obviously this happened, and you go back to whatever dates people are talking about, either 98 or 2002. These guys, came to Penn State, the kids that are playing right now, they're not a great football team, but no question right now, but they played hard together this year. So, moving forward right now, is playing a game last week. I thought, Penn State came up short against Nebraska, but I think bringing awareness to, the child sexual abuse and all of that was brought to the forefront last week in the game. I think it was handled very, very well. So I agree. The fact that these kids had there's nobody involved in this football team that had anything to do with that back when. So let's let those guys play out the season, see where it ends up. Rose Bowl might be a stretch. We'll find out.
Yeah, and we'll find out. It's going to be an interesting two games leading up to that. Jack, I just want to get your take moving forward. There's a report that Ohio State will hire Urban Meyer. He's denying that, but his name's been out there. Eventually, Penn State will have to come up with a new head coach. I have great respect for Tom Bradley. I really do. And under different circumstances, I would have loved to see him have this job. But these circumstances, to me, are all-encompassing. And I believe whoever is the next head coach cannot have any ties with the current staff. Are you in that same boat, or do you think it would be okay for Tom Bradley to take over?
Well, you're right about the fact Tom has waited. You wait for Joe Paterno to retire, and you can wait forever on that situation. And Tom has been there a long time. He's done a great job here, and he's obviously thrown into a situation here right now. I'm a good friend of Tommy, but I don't agree with you all that often here, Bob, but the fact of moving forward here right now, you got two interim coaches here, both at Ohio State and at Penn State, and the idea of starting fresh, starting new, I mean, doing it from the head of the university, AD, and all the way down the line. So it would be a tough road for Tommy. I think he's in a tough situation here right now, and we'll see how it plays out, but I kind of think a fresh start here right now at Penn State is something they'll probably look at.
One more question before we get to the game, and I promise we'll get to the game, which is a sad state of affairs that we've gotten to the point now where all we're talking about is litigation, scandal, sex, and money in sports, and it's not the way I got into this business. But Franco Harris has taken a lot of criticism, and I noted today that Ralph Sindrich, I talked to him earlier, he's taken Franco's side. He thinks it's ridiculous what's going on. He's been booted out of the Meadows. And I, this is how I look at it. Franco, he's entitled to freedom of speech, but at some point it could come at a cost if it goes against an employer who might disagree. And I think that's what the Meadows did. I think now it's getting a little bit preposterous because there are people who suggest take down that statue of the Immaculate Reception at the airport. I think it's way over the top from that point of view. What is your take?
Well, my take is I have a lot of respect for Franco, and I think the idea of, again, I mean, we have just began this. We don't know who is guilty of what and when, where, whatever. And I think Franco just had the support of Joe Paterno. I'm a Joe Paterno supporter as well. I mean, I've known him since 1967, and I know all the great things he has done here for not just guys who go into pro football, but guys who go through his program. So, again, I mean, Franco, I admire the fact of him standing up for Joe Paterno in a situation. It's not taking nothing away from the alleged victims or whatever, but, I mean, he is entitled to his opinion here right now. And so, let's wait until this thing is all settled and find out everything right now that's going on and then go from there. But I think it was a quick rush to have terminated a contract with Franco Harris because of his views.
All right, Jack, it is time for football. We got Penn State, Ohio State, and you'll be in the booth again talking about this game, and I'm just curious about what you take out of it. Most people do not expect Penn State. They didn't expect them to win last week, don't this week or next week. How do you look at this game and break it down?
Well, if you want to just look at this is Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler kind of game here today, because this is it should be a low-scoring game here. Teams have good defenses right now. Penn State's a good defense. They're not a great defense. They played well together. Offensively, they have struggled, especially throwing a football downfield. Got a good running back in Silas Fred. But, I mean, points will be at a premium here today. Anybody, you know, special teams, whatever, it should be a low-scoring game. Ohio State does get Posey, their wide receiver, back, who, again, he's been suspended for 10 games. I mean, I feel like I'm talking about the Oakland Raiders playing here today. He is a big threat for them. But they've got a young quarterback, a true freshman. So defenses should dominate, big plays, turnovers, that type of thing. I mean, it's the type of MO for Penn State the entire year. They came up short last week against Nebraska, but somebody who makes some plays on the offensive side of the ball, throwing the ball today, is going to have a good chance of winning this game.
One final question for my special guest, Jack Hamm, here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Jack, last night, wild scene in Ames, Iowa. Iowa City stuns Oklahoma State despite being a 4-touchdown underdog in that game. Now it throws wide open this BCS situation. I'm a believer that I don't think Alabama should be penalized for an earlier loss to LSU, given how close that game was. Should Oregon get an opportunity if things remain the same? Should it be Alabama, or how do you look at 1 versus 2?
Well, I think, look at right now, when you lose at home to one of your rivals in your conference right now, and Alabama is a great football team, but you know, teams do get better throughout the course of the year. I give a lot of credit to LSU. I mean, there isn't anybody they haven't played in there in the top 10 on the road or at home or whatever, and it will continue to play a strong, strong schedule out here right now. This begs for a playoff because we're going to have a lot of one-loss teams who are here. We're going to lobby for it. But when you lose at home, it's not on the road, it wasn't at a neutral site, it was at home, you lose to LSU like that. I really believe that Alabama should be on the outside looking in on this one.
All right, Jack Hamm, we appreciate the time. Good luck on the call again today, and always appreciate your insight, man.
All right, Bob, take care, man.